Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DSCT call on the 21st of February 2013. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langenau, Neil Viatohun, Alan Greenberg, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Holly Reich, and Sandra Hofwichter. We have apologies from Cynthia Fuknana, Darlene Thompson, Eduardo Diaz, Salaneta Tamani-Kawamaro, Gianni Benzema. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Julia Vanko, and myself, Nancy Perrogan. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Alan.
I think over to Holly, actually.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just listening to this. No, everything is so far.
Who is managing the screen? Is that Heidi?
You have host powers, if you could let us, and Cheryl has host powers, right?
I don't know how to upload things.
If you could let us know, if you could let us know what you would like updated, Natalie will be happy to upload that.
There was a PDF distributed to the DSDT list about 2 hours ago that I suspect Holly wants up.
Okay. Natalie, could you please find that and post that, please?
Sure.
It was distributed at 12:18 my time, 9:18 your time.
God knows what time my time.
Well, I could tell you 4:18 a.m. your time.
It's current section A. Is that the title?
That's correct.
Okay. Right. Natalie, do you have that? I'll forward that to you right now. Just to have it at the top of your inbox.
It's fine. I've got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Perfect. Now, this is what is in the document as it stands. Obviously, the definitions are not complete, partly because this group hasn't met and partly because I haven't gotten around to the parts that I could have done on my own. And I do have a comment on the text. But
okay.
How do you want to do this, Holly?
If I can just read the script of where we're up to and where the questions are. I'm just reading what's here. Now that looks fine. Is there a way for me to follow on what's it is? Oh, here we go. Thank you. Okay. I don't have any problem with what's up, Alan, in terms of definition of booking. A joint document.
I mean, the definitions obviously have to be completed, but that's not a difficult task. It just needs the final rest of the words, and then we have to put some definitions in. I'm more concerned about the text part.
Yeah. Now, I actually put something in my comment for consensus, which is taken directly from the text. I can do that.
Sorry,
I'm looking at what's on the screen and the empty text. I'm happy with the pointees.
Holly, the definitions need to be completed, but I don't think we need to do that.
No.
With everyone around, I'm more concerned about the lead-in text.
I'm happy with that, Alan.
Am I the only one who thinks that a document talking about rules of procedure for the ALAC should say what the ALAC is at the start of the introduction?
I think so.
You think it should say
that?
Sorry. Heidi, are you saying you think there should be a change, or you're happy with what's there?
This is Heidi. I'm not saying anything, but Holly is saying
Holly.
To have it there. She's happy to have it there.
Alan, was I not speaking loudly enough?
You're sort of fuzzy from my perspective. I thought you had said you're happy with what's there.
I have. I did.
Okay. So we are establishing that I'm the only one who thinks we should describe the ALAC in a document about ALAC policy.
Cheryl, me.
No.
Yes, Cheryl, and then Yalvi.
Well, what I see the point, Alan, and this does define it, but in a step-by-step, from the edges in point of view, having a pre-sentence to what is there that says the at-large ICANN's at-large advisory committee, ALAC, is the 15-person committee, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that would work, providing it's not seen as repetitious. What text did you suggest should be there?
Well, I didn't have any text at this point. I just realized it as I was if you look a few lines later in the definition of ALAC is a perfectly reasonable thing or something similar to put up at the top. But right now the introduction talks about ALS and says introduces the concept ALAC only as the body that that accredits ALSs. Go ahead.
That's why I was saying the addition of the sentence that says 15-person committee, it's talking about then the body representing the interests thereof, that sentence is fine as long as it's not seen as repetitious.
Yeah, we'll just have to make sure that the later on sentence about how the ALAC is composed doesn't overlap, doesn't repeat the same thing. Okay, I can either Holly can draft something or I'll put something in the next revision, which will be out later today. I actually got sleep last night, so I'm capable of doing it.
Alan?
Yes, go ahead.
Heidi? Yes, Yalvi has his hand.
Oh yes, Yalvi. I'm sorry.
Text in from the bylaws you might wish to take a look at.
Okay. Yalvi, go ahead.
Thank you, Yalvi. I wanted to agree with what you are saying, that in this introduction, we are talking about, we are referring to ALAC without saying what is ALAC. So I completely agree with what you are saying, that we need to say something briefly about ALAC. And I can see people sending things in the Adobe. So that, just to support what you are saying.
Okay, thank you. As we're talking, I think much later on in the section where it starts to talk about the ALAC and the rules associated with ALAC, it may actually have the same sentence that Heidi has put in. And so maybe it's just a matter of moving stuff out of that section and into the introduction. Olivier, are we correcting typos? People can correct typos anytime. We're way past the stage where I said no typos. So if you'd like to tell us about a typo now, we'll listen, or you can preferably send it an email, but either way. And if you're talking, we can't hear you. Ah, my standard PG instead of PH. Question is, why does Word not notice that as a spelling mistake?
I mean, some of you might have made it so many times, you might have now saved it in your dictionary.
Quite possible. Let's see.
And there is a procedure to take it out of the dictionary, but that's something I'll leave to you to work out over a long weekend.
It is, in fact, underlined. I just didn't notice it. One of the things I will be doing in my rested state is now actually running the spelling checker against the document. Holly, what else do you want to do now to finish this up? This front introduction is much shorter than was proposed at various times during the evolution of this document. Are you happy with it, or do you believe there are things that were deleted along the way which should, in fact, be there?
Now, Alan, I'm actually happy with what it is. I do like the sentence that Heidi has suggested in the chat. I think that's the only thing that you add. And I like the fact that it basically says this is what it is in a fairly short form, but it seems to cover, if you put Heidi's sentence that's in the chat in there, I think that works.
If the chat stops moving long enough for me to copy it, I will.
So again, that's from the, okay. This is Heidi, that's from the bylaws. That's the first section of the ALAC section.
I know, but it's so much easier if I copy it into a note right now, and it's now done, so the chat can keep on moving now.
Cheryl,
other thing.
Sorry, Heidi, then Cheryl.
Sorry.
Holly, that rather than Cheryl.
Okay, are we talking about the text now or the definitions?
We could go on to the definitions, which I make no claim is complete or finished, but we can certainly talk about it. It's your call.
Okay. I'll have a this version, but I think it's okay. In my comment that I forwarded to you, I filled in the definition of consensus, which was taken directly from the text in the rules of procedure. Rules of ROP is simple. Staff, in some of the discussion we have talked about staff, we can find out, I can find that and put that in. So without having had a look early, I've actually had to play, it looks to me as if we're pretty right on the definitions. I'm going to read it right now, and Alan, I'll put anything in the chat that I see, but from my quick look, it looks okay.
Yeah, I mean, the definitions are something that we can and no doubt will have to fix, but it's not mandatory to get them perfect before we go out to the ALAC and the community for input. So I'm less worried about those because we'll have plenty of opportunity to fix those. We're not making policy in the definitions. We're just making it easier to read.
Yeah. Now I've still got a question, and that's the glossary. Is there a glossary in the document?
I think we decided at the previous DSDT meeting we held that we did not need the glossary, that
yes.
Pointing people to the ICANN glossary should be sufficient.
Right. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think we decided two things at that meeting. We decided the only things that would be in the definitions are terms that we define and are used repeatedly, so people will need to reference them.
Yep.
As opposed to something that we may define because it's needs to be formal, but is only used in one paragraph. There's no need to put it into the definitions. And we decided that we didn't need a formal glossary section because it would pretty well replicate part of the ICANN glossary. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but that is what we decided.
Yeah, no, I agree with the decision.
Okay. Cheryl, I think you are still in the queue.
Thanks, Alan. Cheryl, for the record. Two things. Let me go back to the sentence now, Heidi's talking. Yes, okay. Yes, all right, thanks for the attribution. But, yeah, it uses words that are very specifically out of the recommendations from the ALAC review. And yes, work team, I think it was A, bludgeons that sentence into its current form. So I think it's a perfect entree to the whole section. With regards to the glossary as such, Alan, yes, your recollection and Holly's agreement at the last meeting is correct, but I do think the link or reference to that does need to go in this part of the text. So I just wanted to know, was this going to be put in before or after the table? I know that might seem silly, but if we put it in before the table, it kind of gives it too much importance. And I'm not saying the glossary isn't important, I'm just saying it gives it perhaps a too greater importance. I would prefer that at the end of the table there is a paragraph that says, you know, blah, 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 and inserts the link. What I wanted to say, Alan, is when you go out for getting the comment in, I think we need to make it really clear to people that the table is not meant to act as a glossary, and that the table simply is a definition of used terms within the rules of procedure per se. And if we're going to do that, Holly, I haven't looked at what you've written about consensus, but I did want to make sure that we also look at how different, if indeed it is different at all, from the words that the GNSO use, because that's the other time where many of our people working in work groups, you know, they're constantly playing in one of the SO work group areas. If they have a different definition of consensus, if ours differs, we should either note the difference or try and make sure ours is more close to what is, inverted commas, common use in ICANN. Was it for me?
Okay, two comments. In terms of the glossary, if you scroll down far enough, you will find it there, and I think it probably has the words you want or something close to it.
Okay, fine. I'll continue to try and scroll.
It happened to roll onto the next page. I also sent it to you an email.
Alan, I'm Dina. I was in meetings until 2:30.
Okay.
It's now 6:30, so you know what you can do with your email. Oh, there it is. I found it. Thank you.
Touché, Cheryl. In terms of, what was the other thing you said? Hold on, I'm trying to remember now. Oh, consensus. Our definition is very different from the one the GNSO uses for work groups. Because the work group consensus, if you remember, because you're the one of the ones who coined it, it tries to judge consensus where you cannot use anything resembling numbers and counts because the work group may be heavily
dislated.
The distribution of people may heavily favor one position or another. So they try to define things, and they use very wishy-washy terms like strong opposition, and it's not always clear if that means a lot of people feel a little bit against it or one person feels a lot against it. And, in fact, there have been some very, very strong discussions and people disputing chairs' evaluation of consensus because of that lack of clarity. And probably there's no way to get more clarity given the fuzzy situation. We're talking about judging consensus in a balanced group, and the number that we've been using for the last couple of weeks is if 80% of the people think something, that's deemed to be consensus, given that you only need 51% in a formal vote. So we can certainly quibble with the 80%, but it's quite different from what the GNSO uses. On the other hand, it's probably quite close to what other organizations within ICANN use when they're using the word consensus and talking about, you know, how much of the group thinks something. There are people.
Can I ask?
There are people in ICANN who still think consensus means unanimity, and we clearly don't.
Well, indeed it may, but it does not need to. Can I ask that Holly, if you wouldn't mind, if it's not too lengthy or complicated, can you either tell us, read out for me, what that proposed definition of consensus is from the comments section, because I'm not able to be in this room and browsing the internet at the same time, or can you paste it into the chat?
What I was saying is,
if it is markedly different, and it appears it is from at least the GNSO's common usage of consensus, then we need to note that.
Okay. We should have wording
that goes along the lines of the ALAC defines for their use of consensus and insert whatever text we agree on.
Okay. Recall, though, that the GNSO uses a different definition, which isn't defined, of consensus for use in the GNSO Council. And that, in fact, has been a violent
large
amounts of discussion
recently,
because it is not defined and people object to the word consensus when one particular group
when
of two
a single
or three
person
people
is,
disagree.
But also, Alan, just remembering right back at you, that's one of the ways around that, of course, in the table that the GNSO work groups use. There are a whole lot of flavours of consensus. Now, we do not need to go into the flavours of consensus. I don't think we need to go into the flavours of consensus.
You're right. We have to state what it is. I just put what Holly had, and I think Holly took it pretty well from the formal definition. So I think we need to make it clear this is the definition ALAC uses for the purposes of its decisions. Interestingly, Olivier today asked me what was the definition that GNSO used, and I forwarded him that one. And I also pointed him to a video blog that someone asked me to do in Mexico City of talking for 5 minutes of the different uses of the word consensus in ICANN. And there are a whole bunch of, anyone wants to see my beautiful face, I'll send you the link too. But, you know, it's a word which we have overused far too many times in different ways. But that's life.
Okay.
What else, folks?
Do you think, Cheryl here, and this is predominantly to Holly, I guess, but I think everyone should weigh in. Do you think there are a vast number of additional terms that are likely to go into this list? I just fear a table becoming bigger than the document. I don't think there wasn't many more.
I'm sure there's a few we've left out. I don't think there's a lot. And we shrunk it by several, and we collapsed everything into the single word appointee. Which, by the way, should be singular, not plural.
Alan, Holly has her hand raised.
Holly has her hand raised. Olivia had his hand raised earlier. Let's go to Libby first, and then Holly.
Thank you very much, Alan. It's Olivia for the transcript. So I'm not quite sure what we've decided now on consensus, because are we going to define this, or are we going to point to something else?
We have defined it in the document.
There's real confusion with regards to consensus. There's a real confusion among people, and I'm saying not only within at large, but I guess outside those walls. Regarding the word consensus, because some defined it as being a unanimous decision. And a unanimous decision at that point would mean that if one person does not agree with something, then we don't have consensus. And okay. that effectively provides the power for a minority to block anything that the majority wants to have.
Okay, Olivier, within the ALAC, consensus, capital C consensus, is a call of the chair. And the rules of procedure give a rule of thumb saying the general meaning or interpretation is no less than 80% of the sitting members of the ALAC believe that is the correct answer.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
if that sentence is not right, we can change it. It's not cast in concrete until it's approved. But even with that number, it is a call of the chair. Now, 80% amounts to three people disagreeing. If the chair would decide that because those three people are all from one region, or because of the vehemence with which they disagree, that there could only be two or three people disagreeing, and the chair may decide that's not sufficiently strong consensus. It's a judgment call with that rule of thumb. The chair would not be well advised to judge that 60% of the group thinks something, therefore it's consensus. It might win a vote, but you'd be hard-pressed to call it consensus. Given the different number of range of the definitions of consensus within ICANN, of which the one you just cited, 100% unanimity, is not the most common one, I don't think we're going to fix ICANN's problems here. All we can do is try to make clear what we mean.
But, yeah, Alan, it's just so that we make sure that definition which you've just given is in that table here. I don't think it's right for either that or to point to the right location in the document where this is actually defined or expanded on.
It is defined, and I haven't copied that sentence into the glossary yet. Holly had, but I hadn't put it into the one I'm working on.
Okay.
So it's just that it's a work in progress and it hadn't moved up. But I don't see how we can do any more than come up with our own rule of thumb, which is less strong than a definition, because we need to give some flexibility depending on the circumstances. If you like, we could say we work by rough consensus, as Sandra is suggesting, but I don't see the need to modify it if that's how we always use that word. And I haven't checked the dictionary definition of consensus, whether in anyone's meaning it means unanimous, and it may well. In any case, Holly.
First of all, I was happy with the definition of consensus as it is in the document. And what I suggested for the definition was simply using exactly the same words that were in the document, putting it up front so everybody's clear what is meant in this document. And that's really, that's one of the changes I made. It will happen. So I'm happy with that. The other is, I suppose, a response to Cheryl. I've been through the document looking for terms that needed defining. And what's up front now is, and any additional comments that I made, but I think that most of what I said is up front, and Alan, I'll just go through some time the rest of today and make sure that the things that I suggested are there. But there are, the terms that are there are pretty much what we've agreed. We don't need anything else. So I'm happy with what's there, plus the reference to the ICANN glossary. I think we're pretty much there. Okay?
Terrific. Thanks, Holly. Cheryl, thanks for that, Holly. I'm greatly heartened by hearing that. Can I, while I've got the microphone, respond to Sandra? Because Sandra's pointing out if we don't use a term like rough consensus, then surely we should only be referring to the term consensus when there's been a vote. I'd argue that that isn't the case, Sandra, because votes tend to be formal. Polls are somewhere less formal sometimes in ICANN world. But what will often happen, and what should happen in my view in an ICANN discussion, but certainly must happen in a ALAC discussion, is the chair or whoever's managing the meeting will say, do we have consensus on that? And it's a, with those words, a call for consensus. Now, if nine people are in the room and nine people go, yes, 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 then, you know, clearly that's consensus. If nine people are in the room and eight of them go, yes, 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 and one says, well, I still have a particularly large issue with this, the ALAC would still, because that would meet the 80-20 rule, would still suggest that that is, in fact, a consensus outcome. And no vote, per se, was taken, but it's more of an application of an 80 or 80-plus rule. If we get tighter than that, then, yes, we do need to go to the ridiculous situation, in my view, where everything has to get voted on. Now, the term rough consensus is used elsewhere in ICANN and certainly has even got some specific definitions. And again, you know, Alan, I could point us back to the wonderful world of GMSO, where it's you know, there's about seven different flavours of consensus, not just full consensus and rough consensus.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is I just put a definition that I pulled off of the web. You know, and definition number one is general agreement or unanimity. Number two is the judgment arrived at by most of those concerned. So of those three different things, one of them is unanimous, the other is not. The other two are not. I think we've lost at some level the concept when we say that we will try to make decisions by consensus. There's a statement there. The statement there says we want more agreement than is necessary to pass a vote. The saying we want to do things by consensus is not just saying we don't want the mechanics of a vote. It's saying we want we want larger buy-in than a vote will demand for passing. And by approving something by consensus, we are giving a stronger vote of confidence than what a formal vote counts, which can pass by one vote. So, but it's not unanimity. It says we're trying to honor the intent of the group to the extent that we can identify that intent. So we can modify the word as many times as we want. We're not likely to meet. Everyone's going to end up interpreting it slightly differently. So my thought is to keep it as simple as possible and live with that.
Hi, yes. Ellen, this is Heidi. Sandra has her hand up.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I'm not paying attention to the screen. Thank you, Heidi. Sandra?
Thank you all. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just want to raise the question again. Why do we have to define consensus? Because we all agree it's so difficult to define, and there are different forms of consensus, rough consensus, and so on and so forth. Maybe it is easier we refer to consensus later on in the document in terms of how to reach consensus, where we can offer some guidelines to a chair how consensus can be reached and when we can, let's say, talk about having a rough consensus or having another consensus. I think to define it here in two words is really hard, and I would actually delete it from this terms and acronyms.
No, but Sandra, you're missing the intent of this set of definitions. What we have here are terms that are defined later on in the context, but are then used at various other places in the document as a capitalized term. So to aid you in finding out, if you don't have a perfect memory, exactly what is the definition we're using, this is here as that aid. We do later on define consensus and talk about, we don't have a methodology of how the chair attempts to guide the group to move to consensus. That is not the kind of thing anyone's ever suggested we should be putting in the rules. That's more of a guide on how to run meetings. But, you know, we are defining it later on in the document. The definition at the top is not meant to be taken out of context, but used as a reference.
I understand the intent behind that, but I'm still unsure if it's really possible to define, so to say, generic words, and consensus is more or less a generic word, like motion might be as well, but motion is easier to define. All other terms and acronyms are acronyms, actually, and consensus and motion are the only part where we try to define a generic term, and this might be the reason why it's so difficult to do this exercise. And another thing which might be or which we can keep in our back, that it might mean different things for different regions, also because of the language barrier.
Yeah, I'm Sandra. I'm not sure how. Go ahead.
If we are trying to define something now where the people on the call can agree on, and which might be absolutely right for a native speaker, it might have a slightly different meaning for somebody from Asia. It might be difficult in the future.
Okay, we'll go to Yavi next. I think the one thing I want to point out is we're using the format that contracts use. That is, when a word is capitalized, it has a very specific meaning. If it's a lowercase c, you're correct. It may have many different meanings to people. If it is a capitalized word, then it has the specific meaning that is defined in the document. And maybe we need to say that for people who aren't used to reading contracts. So that may be an important issue. We have Yovi, unless Hardy wants to go first. Holly, rather. Sorry.
Holly.
I keep on doing that. Holly, do you want to come in as the group leader, or do you want Yovi to go first?
I just want to reply to Sandra to say,
please,
if it is a defined term, which it is, then it means that's what we mean all the time. It takes away from any particular situation. If we're saying consensus, then in fact what we mean, according to the rules of procedure, we mean the following. Now, if the term is defined in the rules, all we've done is take that phrase, put it up front, and as Alan has said, if you make it a capital C and it's in the rules, then for ALAC purposes, this is what is meant, and it simply avoids arguments later in a meeting situation. It means if Olivier says we have consensus, then we have a document that says that's what it means, and we don't have to discuss it any further. It means people have definitions in their own languages, whatever, but it means we as ALAC have, for ALAC purposes, defined it in the following way. That's how we will use the term consistently. And, you know, it just ends the debate, it ends the discussion. It means this is what we mean. And I think it's really, really critical that we have something that says, for Olivier's purposes, for any working group chair purposes, for whatever, it means this is what we mean, we aim for it, and we can tell if we have it because either it will meet the definition or it won't. It just makes life incredibly simple. I do not want the term omitted because then it means every time you talk about consensus, there's everybody's got their own definition and you'll start having an argument all over again. To have it defined in a particular way and then used that way consistently, just in the discussion, it means this is what we say. So please don't delete it. Please, the definition, and everyone has to be happy with that definition, but once it's in black and white, That's what it means in this context. Okay? Thanks.
Holly, Sandra has already answered you in the chat.
Good.
but Sandra's position is well taken. People may have different definitions, and I have a note now that I will add a preamble to the table, which will say exactly what the table is and why it's there and what the impact of capitalized words is. So thank you very much. That was a good intervention, and I think we'll have fewer problems because of that, assuming people actually read it. Yovi, you had your hand up a while ago and then got tired. I know holding your hand up a long time, it takes a lot of energy. What else, folks? Sorry, Holly, did you say something?
I just said I'm very happy.
Oh, good. That time I heard it. All right, then, if there's nothing else to discuss, I'm going to get back to trying to get this document out so everyone can see it.
Excellent.
Anything else we need to do?
Alan, just a question. Do you want me to go back into the document and put stuff there, or do you want to put into the document the comments that I made earlier that I put into my comments to you?
The answer is yes. I know you asked
I've two alternatives.
I know you asked either or, and the answer is yes. I will be putting in what you gave me already, and as soon as I get the version out, I want you to go through the document and make sure I didn't miss anything.
Okay, thank you.
And since I presume you're going to go to sleep at some point, or did you just get up already?
I just
got up.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes I'm still awake.
No,
okay, take a nap, and it should be out soon.
It's Alan?
Yes.
This is Heidi. Would you like to schedule another call for this drafting team?
I don't think this drafting team needs it. Others might, but I don't think this one does. Holly, sorry. Can one of you please change your names to something that doesn't start with an H?
I need to be switched, yeah.
I seem to be unable to handle that today.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, do you believe we need another call?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm happy with this.
Cheryl, do you think that the list of reviewers, which is basically the pen holders plus a few others, needs to have a call? Are we going to be able to get closure without it? I'm wondering about that now.
Alan, that's probably merited, even if it's just a very quick sign-off call. My guess for that is we're at a point where we need to make sure people have committed to read the document as a whole, and I think that will be a good lever to make sure they've read the document as a whole.
Yes.
So just for the purposes of a quick scan through of the final or penultimately final draft, I think that's probably worthwhile. But I also would suggest that if all the pen holders don't turn up, that's just tough. We just move on.
Heidi, can you try to schedule a call for no earlier than the middle of next week? I'm thinking and no later than the end of next week.
Yeah, let's say Wednesday through Friday, because we have the ALAC call on Tuesday.
I think so. That should give me enough time to get it out, and people have had a chance to look at it. And
okay,
maybe get another revision out.
Okay, so Wednesday or Thursday?
Well, or Friday.
Friday is Saturday for Holly and Cheryl.
True enough.
I want to have them working harder than me too. Okay?
All right, make me work harder instead. That's reasonable.
You've been calling me Holly all day, so.
I'm sorry.
It's only fair
you get back at me. All right, our business is done. We have 9 minutes. I'm giving back to your lives.
Thank you very much.
conference call.
And the Holly in Los Angeles, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
That was H1 and H2. H1 and H2, okay. Yeah, that'll confuse some of us scientists.
I've never done that before, so it's an aberration, and don't hold it against me, please.
Okay, Alan, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alan, you were incredibly consistent, though, so, you know.
Consistently wrong is not something to be really proud of, though.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Great. Thanks very much, everyone.